Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the latest in a disturbing trend of illegal migrant truckers getting into deadly wrecks. That includes fatal crashes in Florida and California. New data from a DOT review says that 44% of U.S. trucking schools do not comply with government rules.
So when you hear reports like this, where you are finding out it's rampant, and it's always from the usual suspects, especially these blue states, of course. Me living across the Mississippi River in the state of Illinois, I'm wondering how safe are the roads in the state of Illinois. But we're finding out right now that in Minnesota, there are an enormous, enormous amount of CDLs that have been provided to people who are not qualified to be on the road with you. My son, he's 15. He's going to be 16 the day after Christmas. How do I put my kid on the road with these crazy people who have not met the needs to be safe drivers where, you know, we put our loved ones out there to drive every single day? We've seen the car accidents on repeat. They're horrific. And we're getting to the bottom of it here with Mary Margaret Olihan, White House correspondent for the Daily Wire on X at Mary Marg Olihan. Mary Margaret, thank you for being with us today. It's good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Of course. I want to ask you, you have a great piece on this at dailywire.com talking about what Sean Duffy's efforts are in Minnesota. There's a lot of talk right now surrounding what's going on in Minnesota, but I want to make sure we get to this because your article at thedailywire.com is a great one regarding these illegal licenses. Tell me about what Sean Duffy is doing as the Secretary of Transportation to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, so this is super interesting. His Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, they did an audit. Then that audit found that 1/3 of Minnesota's non-domiciled commercial driver's licenses, so those CDLs, were issued illegally. The transportation told us that first earlier this week, but they also told us that they were giving Minnesota an ultimatum. They can either revoke those illegally issued driver's licenses, or they could face losing over $30 million in federal highway funding. And so they sent a letter to Tim Walz and his administration in Minnesota earlier this week, letting him know of that fact. And I've been asking to hear from Tim Walz and his team and find out whether they're going to comply with that, what they think of it, whether they have any arguments from it. We haven't actually gotten any answer back from Tim Walz, but Duffy has been very clear, you know, saying this is not something that they get to choose on. He told me our audit exposes yet another example of foreigners taking advantage of Minnesota services. They failed to follow the law, and that stops now. So he's pretty serious about this, and he doesn't seem to be planning on backing down.
Yeah, it's good to see the resolve here on so many different fronts from the administration. Just curious, covering the White House, were you in the cabinet meeting press pool yesterday?
I was not. No, okay. I'm about to be heading in there for the next Oval Office meeting soon, but I was not in yesterday.
We watch these things. I have to make kind of in the moment decisions like, do we cover this live? Do we go to it? I just want to know, what is it like if you're going into the room like that? Do you have no idea how long these things are going to last?
Oh, no, you have no idea whatsoever. And I mean, look, I'm about to head into the Oval Office with the president and the rest of the White House press pool around 2:30. And you really don't know what to expect. You don't know which administration officials are going to be in there, whether you're going to get a question from the president. Sometimes he only likes to talk about the topic at hand. If you ask about something else, he might be annoyed and refer back to the topic. So it's always kind of a toss-up.
Yeah.
And, you got to go in there prepared and knowing what you're going to ask about.
Yeah, it's impressive to watch the president maintain so much face time with the press, of which, you know, on any given day, he'll talk about the fake news press. But he's also complimented the press in his second term so far, saying it's been a little bit nicer than the previous time before. But the amount of topics that he's able to cover at any given time, if he, you know, is going to have something about fuel regulations that they're pulling back here in a little bit, he can jump to talk about other things like this, these unlawful licenses offered to these drivers, these CDLs in Minnesota. You know, the one of the things that kind of ties everything together with what this administration has been focused on with immigration is the licenses. You have this in your report on the dailywire.com about how these licenses that were issued to these drivers were valid much longer than their actual legal presence existed in the country. How do they reconcile that?
Yeah, so this is something that Duffy is asking Tim Walz and his team, because their audit shows that there was very little oversight into the way that these licenses were given out. I mean, based on what we are seeing, it seems like they were just given out willy-nilly to people that should not necessarily have had them. And so that's part of what this audit is looking for, and what Duffy is now requiring is that Minnesota implement a much stricter process and a much more thorough process before they give out these licenses, since we know this can have really fatal and serious repercussions for the public. But look, this is something that Duffy's looking into all over the country. I was talking to the Transportation Department about this earlier this week. They're going to a lot of blue cities. They're doing a lot of reviews like this. They don't want any more of these fatalities, any more unsafe drivers on the road. And they're really pushing this in accord with the president's executive order, saying that, you know, truck drivers need to be able to speak English. They need to be able to read our traffic signs. Just a lot of common sense measures that I think most Americans would have hoped we already had. But
yeah.
We did not until the most recent administration.
Well, this is one big story coming out of Minnesota. Another one is Tim Walz, the governor there, of course, the failed vice presidential candidate from the last election, being wrapped up in this fraudulent, these dollars to the billions of dollars that were taken in from the taxpayer dollars, and then some of them finding their way all the way back to Al-Shabaab, which is an Al-Qaeda connected organization, some sort of very nefarious Somali connection. Where do you see this story going? We hear about Governor Tim Walz being wrapped up into this, but it seems like it's bigger than Tim Walz potentially. How do you feel this story is going to grow, shrink, fade away? What do you think?
I do not think it's going to go away. And I think one big reason for this is that Tim Walz has long been an opponent of Trump. Obviously, he literally was an opponent of him during the last election, for however briefly. And Tim Walz frequently likes to make himself the center of attention when it comes to opposing the president. And so now we have a situation where he literally has this welfare fraud situation on his hands. He's got multiple targets on his back when it comes to this issue, and he's not making things any easier for himself. So I would not expect to see this go away. I think this is probably something that will come up when we talk to the president today. It came up yesterday. My friend Reagan Reese at the Daily Caller was asking the president about it. And even the Washington Post, I believe, was taking issue with how Walz responded to this fraud scandal and saying that, look, you need to take responsibility for this. And that's coming from the Washington Post, which I would argue is one of the most easygoing and forgiving of legacy media outlets when it comes to Democrat scandals.
I think that's a very fair assessment on your part. We're speaking with Mary Margaret Olihan, who is the White House correspondent for the Daily Wire. You can read her reports at dailywire.com. I want to ask you a little bit about talking about this a little bit earlier on my show. I'm annoyed by the press who is really pushing the question on Donald Trump's mental health. And it's not because I think the question, or his physical health, mental health, whatever. I don't think that the question is unfair, but I just feel there's a large portion of our media that just they get 4 years of not being able to ask that question because they took the last 4 years off. I want to impose these 4 years. That is a question that they don't get to ask. You see the president, you report on the president, you're in the presence, you're going to be in the Oval Office with him here shortly. Give us your assessment on his ability to maintain the rigors of the job.
I mean, it's just absurd when you look at how the last administration was treated by these White House reporters, many of whom are my colleagues now. It's very frustrating to see that a lot of them are ready to and excited to try and say that President Trump isn't fit when they literally were covering up for President Biden and his mental acuity, his failing mental acuity for many, many years. So now we have a president who we speak to many times a day. There are days when we will get called in to the Oval Office or to wherever the president is multiple times in one day. I was talking to a reporter the other day who told me that she got maybe one or two questions into President Biden that he responded throughout the entire administration because he was so uninterested in talking to the press and so just unavailable to the press. And so, you know, the White House says over and over again that they're the most transparent administration in history. That's their claim. But I would say as a reporter who's covering this administration, it is true. We have so much access to the president. We have tons of access to administration officials when they go out to do their news hits on Pebble Beach, and we can chat with them afterwards to Caroline Leavitt. And so it's pretty cool. We can run around here like a conservative Republican Disneyland and have access to all these people who run our country. And I think it's an honor, and I think it's a lot of fun. But I find it really disingenuous when these reporters are trying to say that, you know, there might be something wrong with the president. President Trump is very available. He's running all over the world, engaging on all these deals. And maybe you don't like his politics, but let's just be honest about the fact that he is doing just fine, and we should not be dishonest about that.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. Mary Margaret Olihan with the Daily Wire speaking with us right now. I also think it's very key that the dilution of that core group of mainstream media by bringing in maybe smaller entities like the Daily Wire, but with very strong, powerful audiences, people who are engaged, people who want to have their questions answered. And, you know, I've heard your questioning before. You've asked some tough questions of the administration, and the administration should welcome those tough questions. But to pretend that there is a 50% of the country out there who didn't choose this man to be there, that there are conservative voices, there are conservative perspectives, there are even some like conservative curious people who don't need to see the Jim Acostas of the world making his moment in the spotlight by accosting the press secretary at these briefings like the first term. Talk a little bit to me before we let you go about welcoming the Daily Wire in. You mentioned the Daily Caller, one of your colleagues there, just the presence of alternative media sources there in the White House with you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, journalism is so incredibly important, and that's why it makes me so happy to see a number of journalists that I have grown up with in conservative media now in the White House, especially the Daily Wire. I'm our first White House correspondent, and we worked hard to be here. But, you know, we're not just here asking questions. We're here writing stories every single day. We do video reporting. We do news reporting. We are doing everything. And so our journalism is incredibly important to us, and we're grateful that we have access to the White House. And we're hoping that in the spring we get a seat in the briefing room. We think that we deserve one, and it would be really cool. But we are here as a member of the media to cover the White House and to show the American people what's going on. And I have a number of friends who, like I said, I grew up with in conservative media around D.C. They're all working hard, and we're all in here trying to do the same thing. And I think, you know, we deserve support from the public. When you see us and you like what we're doing, let us know. Encourage us, because there's not that many of us hardworking right. journalists that are trying to bring the truth to the American people.
Yeah, you could do a whole lot with a little bit of resources. And Mary Margaret, we're glad that we were able to talk to you today here about these important topics. We know you got to get back into the White House and do your job. We're grateful that you do it. We hope you'll come.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsors sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back with us sometime soon.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Take care. Bye-bye. Mary Margaret Olihan, the White House correspondent for the Daily Wire. I wasn't going to put her on the spot because I can't imagine that she would remember me being a visitor in the White House press room. I'd have to be like, I was the one who was there. I was kind of quiet. I told you you could stand in front of me. It was fun to watch the angling in the press room when I was able to visit at the end of April. And it's a cutthroat environment. She was talking about hoping that they get a seat. All of the seats that are in the press room, they have plates at the foot underneath the seat that indicate what outlet, whose chair that is. So Politico always sits in the same seat. Now, Politico will probably have their main White House correspondent, but if they send somebody else because that person has the day off, then the Politico reporter of that day sits in that seat. And, you know, a lot of the entities like the Daily Wire or maybe the Daily Caller, individuals who are newer to the press room may not have a seat, a go-to place in that room where when they show up, they get to walk in and they get to sit in their seat. What they have to do is what I had to do when I went to the White House, which is you have to get there early. If you want to get to the front of the room and not be buried in the back, you have to get there early and you just stand and wait. It's like showing up for Black Friday. You got to get your spot in line and you got to get there fast. And when she talks about hoping that they get a seat, that would allow her a little more flexibility on her presence in the press and in the press room, but also her ability to be easily identified by Carolyn Leavitt or whoever may be initiating that press conference on any given day. The president is supposed to speak from the White House soon. You're supposed to be talking about, what is it, fuel? They're going to deregulate some fuel regulations or something like that.
I have not seen what he's supposed to be talking about.
Yeah, like I said, I read that statistic that for every regulation that this administration has added, they have removed 48. They're 48 to 1 right now in deregulating. Yeah, their goal was for every 10 they could add one.
Under promise and over deliver.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't get super regulatory towards the end. We're like, we got some runway here that we can take up. All right, let's get Ryan back in here. We're going to watch for the president to speak and see what his announcement is. We want your thoughts as well on the YouTube live chat poll. How do you feel about the Trump administration's area of focus right now? Do you think it's just right? Or do you think it's too much foreign policy? Too much domestic policy, or you can vote. I have TDS. I got to go peek and see if anyone voted for that. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.